Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Judith, we've got a lot to pack in. We'll give them 3 seconds of the theme tune today.
Fucking exhausted.
Before we even start, we just want to let you all know. Oh, Judith, you're still in Cornwall, aren't you?
I'm still in Cornwall, but do you know? Well, the twins are here. It's quite a small flat, isn't it?
Well, it's not small. It depends how many people you've got in it.
Well,
really.
It's 3 adults and 2 twins.
That's how twins work, Judith. There's always two twins. That's very true.
The problem is, I'll tell you what the problem is. When we planned this break ages and ages ago, Easter, you know.
Sunny.
Sunny. It's sunny. It's spring. You know. Exactly.
Take a picnic. Out all day. No telly. No screens. Nothing.
Boys,
just fresh
you know,
air,
free
and with Cornish just, pasties, yeah. roaming, trotting through the cow slips merrily.
What she said to me, probably at the time, but I don't think I heard it. I didn't hear it. She said, I might have to work while we're there. Oh, that'll be fine, darling. Oh, it'll be absolutely fine. Must have said at the time.
You
don't think I really
she
took
meant
it in.
Picking up a couple of emails, sort of maybe
taking a
break at lunchtime.
Yes.
Maybe again that you might have to do an extra hour at tea time.
Yes.
While she just caught up on some paperwork. But
what
does it actually mean?
She starts at 9. She's now at the coffee shop and she'll be there. She might pop back at lunchtime just for long enough for them to say, Mama, Mama. And then when she goes, don't go.
Yeah, clinging.
Clinging, I know. And then back, 4 o'clock or something. So basically, and it's rained. Oh, it hasn't stopped, Jenny.
Rained.
It's barely stopped.
Okay, right. So it's tough. It's tough. It's making me laugh quite a lot inside. I'm trying really hard to sound sympathetic on the outside, but inside I'm imagine Sienna getting to that coffee shop and just sort of flonking down. And just going, you know, I don't have to start work really till 10. You know, I'm going to have a double frappuccino and an almond croissant. I'm going to look at Instagram and Twitter for a good hour and then I'll dive in. Oh, God. But at least she's back at 4 o'clock because, you know, it's the bedtime that I can't cope with.
Oh, I know what you mean. What, try 2 of them?
Well, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you do it without, you know, a little drop of something, a little knockout. Oh, God, in heaven.
Bluey's the only way we get through it. Bluey, honestly, last night.
What time are you starting? You know, because I imagine, Judith, I just thought that you'd be really, really screen cautious. And I'm really
well, you
glad
start
that you
off
cracked.
That way, don't
yeah,
you?
Know,
you start
know.
Off being screen cautious. Yeah, it starts quite early. Well, she's out all day. She doesn't know, does she? I remember Daisy saying to us, and Daisy, as we know, is a great source of wisdom for us, isn't she?
Yeah, absolutely.
I remember Daisy saying to us right at the beginning, can I just say to you both that in my book, if my parents are looking after, my mum's looking after the boys, it's up to
ask
her.
Ask no questions. Ask no questions.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because you're only going to get a pack of lies back.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
Did he eat them back alive?
Yes,
he had a roast dinner. He had a full roast dinner. That's what he had. He had every single bit of it. He mocked up the gravy with a great big Yorkshire pudding, which he crammed into his face. I mean, that's my problem at the moment. Although he did Arlo ate yesterday. And listen, I've just got to get this off my chest.
Go on.
Get this, right? Put this in your pipe and smoke it, lady. I made banana bread only 4 years after everybody else because, you know, it was a very lockdown thing to do.
But I had
these 3 bananas rotting in my fridge because I have to hide them from him, you know, because he's banana crazy.
Is he?
Arlo. Oh, yeah.
And apparently they can't have too many.
No, you can't. My father had to be warned off. He had very high levels of potassium.
Really? How did you know that? because, strange thing.
Because he turned bright yellow and started to peel.
I'd almost believed you for a second.
Yeah, I mean, I made that up on the spot. Yeah, I made banana bread, vegan and? Banana bread because of his egg intolerance.
Yeah, it must
it's
be
taste,
hard.
It's a taste sensation, Judith.
Well, really?
I mean, banana
bread without any butter and...
Yeah, really? Yes, it was with... Because you don't use butter in this, in this recipe.
Right.
Vegetable oil.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I tell you, I had to go to the garage to get vegetable oil. I don't keep it in the house.
What do they do it in the pumps?
I'll have a litre of vegetable oil. Thank you very much indeed. Gas oil, you know, leaded. Yes, I'll have it leaded. He's, you know, he needs a bit more lead. Needs more iron anyway. So, no, it's vegetable oil.
Right, from the garage.
From the shop. Yeah, I'm not putting that. I'm sorry, but I'm not putting that in my stand-up. That's just your, you think that's funny. I don't. You're hysterical now. If I was there, I'd have to give you a slap.
I'm hysterical.
Right. Okay, pull yourself together now, Judith. Oh, okay, God. It's been a long week, hasn't it, boy?
It's me being Demob happy. It's sort of away from the twins. Right, come on.
Okay. Where's Mike taking them? He's just got them in the flat.
He's next door. I have heard them have a couple of tantrums.
Okay.
While we've been trying to connect and everything.
Working,
it's all quiet
working,
at the moment.
Can't help it. You know. Anyway, so it's vegetable oil, sugar, the bananas, flour.
Yeah, right.
And honestly, he snatched it out of my hand.
He snatched it?
Yeah.
My God.
Phoebe loved it. I had another little baby round yesterday, Ayla. She's only
Never.
Just turned one.
Never.
She, yep.
Well, there's got to be sugar in it or some secret.
Yeah, loads of sugar.
Okay.
Sugar and bananas and something, and the glue of the vegetable
and the glue
oil.
Of the vegetable oil from the garage.
Well, and I didn't read the instructions properly because, you know, I got bored halfway
through. You've got a bit of my disease there, haven't you?
Totally. So, anyway, I got it out of the oven. I took a picture, put it on the Instagram.
Took a picture, you scamp.
I'll tell you, it looked incredible. And then I left it. I left it to cool. Right. Mm. And then came downstairs, and there was a sinkhole in the middle of it.
A sinkhole.
It had just collapsed in on itself, right? And it was totally raw in the middle, totally and utterly raw.
God.
And it had been out of the oven by this point for 5 hours, right? I'd really lost interest, you know me. 5 hours. And I just thought, it's not cooked. So just put it back in the oven for another 20 minutes.
Did you?
Judith.
So you sort of give it a little zhuzh up.
And do you know what? It kind of rebaked itself. It
did
rose
it?
Again.
It
was like a biblical thing. It rose again.
Well, it's Easter. That's very apt, isn't it?
It wasn't. It
was
it so
a bit like a double baked. Have you ever ordered one of those double baked cheese souffles or something?
No, I haven't done that. But I've had triple cooked chips.
Oh, triple cook, that's right. So it's a sort of thing, isn't it?
It's a kind of a thing. I think it's the only way of doing it. Anyway, next time I'll do it properly. But that I've now got two things in my... Once upon a time, someone a bit like you gave me a recipe book. You know, where
they
you
didn't
write
know you very
in.
Well, did they?
No. No. And I've now got two recipes I've
You've
written
got
down
two
in it.
Whole
I'm only 64. I've got two whole. My flapjack that I got from the listener.
Yes.
And my vegan is a BBC good food one. It's the first one that comes up.
Oh, well, they're good.
I thought next time, Judith, I'd make one for Arlo and then make another one for Jeff with walnuts in.
Oh, you devil. No, I'm signed. Yeah, I don't want one with a garage, whatever it was. I don't mind trying a bit of
it. It was uncanny baking something with vegetable oil. I thought that's how it's going to
work. Oh, but it's like carrot cake, isn't it? I think carrot cake has oil in it.
There you go, Judith.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, listen, let's get back to your teeth. Let's start with the notes because... Okay. We have bothered to write some notes, and you started with your dental hygienist.
Because just before I came to Cornwall, I went to the dental hygienist. Quite a boring thing to do, isn't it, really? And they're bossy, as we've talked about before.
Yeah. They always get those false teeth out to show you how to clean your fucking teeth.
They do, don't they? Either that, or they put the mirror. But you've got the glasses on to save the splatters. You haven't got your reading glasses on.
No
point giving you the mirror anyway. Yes, anyway, what she did is she got this massive kind of Oral-B toothbrush out. Why am I laughing? I'm laughing because I suppose it reminds me a bit of something that you might buy at Ann Summers.
Right. So, maybe it's both ends. Well, you know, it buzzes, doesn't it? And vibrates.
There was a slight sort of triggering of that to it to me. Yeah. But anyway, I hope my daughter's not listening.
Did you have a tiny orgasm in the dentist chair? Just a teeny tiny one.
I did a little bit because it's the effect of it is so dramatically different to an ordinary toothbrush.
What do you mean?
Well, what I mean, Jenny, is that it's heavy duty. Yeah. It's really heavy duty. And she showed me how to use it and you kind of angle it in counterintuitive ways and everything. And it left my mouth feeling absolutely pristine.
Reborn.
I'm going to use that word reborn. Yeah, I am. So, of course, I bought one. I've bought one instantly. She gave
how
me
much?
A...
How much?
Well, they 120. Are a lot. It was down from 170 to, I think it was down to about 100, which is a lot, I know, but I tell you what. Yeah. Oh, and
it'll
you get
see you out. To see you out.
It might seem better than that. If you once you've bought one, the dentist has to give you new heads all the time. Do you know what I mean? So you don't have to buy. You don't have to buy for the new. So you always get two a year, new ones.
Okay.
And so I've bought it with my.
Profess? Does it say it's going to whiten your teeth, or is it just?
Oh no,
to keep...
no, I don't think so. Okay. But it's very good for the gums. I can't tell you. So I've ordered it. Haven't got it in my possession yet. I know where it is. I know exactly where it is. It's arrived at the post office in Ensham. Got to be picked up. Can't wait. I'm quite, impatient for that.
Okay.
First.
Well, when you pick it up, will you take a photograph of it and put it on the notice board?
Because I will.
You know, people have got birthdays coming up, and they're
very true.
People are saying, what do you like for your birthday? And maybe this, because it's very frightened to go to the hygienist because of my mouth ulcer problem. And they do gouge and get in there, don't they? I always have to wait until I'm mouth ulcer free because otherwise it just shreads
that
my
is
mouth.
Miserable.
Oh, yeah. I had a really tough time last week, actually. I mean, I'm not going to bang on about it. But, I had that most delicious Indian meal at Masala Zone. It was honestly the best meal I've had in years. Years.
Really?
Yeah, but
really?
It shredded my mouth. I mean, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I was very... My mouth ulcers were bad. They were bad.
That's
I don't know
bugger,
whether it was
it?
Just stress or the meal or just a combination
spices.
Of things.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I just thought, well, if that's the last time I'm going to have a really good Indian, I'm really glad I had it there because it was...
Good way of thinking
it
about it.
It was delicious. Mm. It was delicious, Judith. But there we go. Anyway, so let's get all our hygiene out of the way.
Yes, I want to know about your wart. Has he
all right,
you enough yet?
You didn't really need to bring the water.
Well, but thinking about your wart, I'm sure it's the same as the one I had. And I
was
think
yours
mine,
flat? A flat mine
flat,
was a centimetre flat.
It was flat and crusty.
Yes,
flat and crusty.
Yes. Like an emery board.
Yes, I'm sure you had the same thing.
Yes.
And because I know you had it frozen off and then mine sort of came off and it was quite satisfying.
No, mine's just crumbling off in tiny bits, Judith. I wanted a full scab.
I wanted,
because it did scab, But the scab is, and there's still a bit left. I think, I might have to go, I'm not sure. I'm not sure you got all this. I think you might have to go back with your freezing mechanism. Anyway, there we go. And you've had your riveter out again.
Well, I haven't, not my riveter, because I haven't bought one yet, but I might. But I tell you
what, you're getting all kitted out, Judith. I tell you what, that new electric toothbrush of yours, I mean, it's so super duper dandy.
I think it might
be able to do some household little jobs as well.
I tell you what, it might be quite good at sanding, if I think about it. Really? I think, yes, I know what you mean. But I've kind of got the taste for it. And the other day, when we got here, the shower head was kind of leaky. You know where the shower head meets the tube? That you know what I mean?
Yeah. This is plumber speak here. This is technical. This is technical plumber speak here.
Well, you wait. You was nothing yet. Yeah, wait. Anyway, so Mike had a look at it. I'm never going to sort that out, honestly. And so I YouTubed it. And I mean, I know this is not, it's not rocket science, is it? I mean, why would, as you've said before, everything's on YouTube. So anyway, it explained how to get a wrench, and I found a wrench in the spare room, and get the kind of bevel bit so you don't scratch it, undo it, and then kind of dismantle it. And the washer, I've never seen a washer. I've never changed a washer. I've never been.
Did you have
aware.
A new washer?
No. Oh, just hold your horses. In the video, it said, if you can't get a new washer, turn it over upside down because there's a new seal on it. A fresh side. Yes. Try that. Screwed it all back up. Got my wrench. I've only just gone and mended it.
I mean, you know, you are a capable woman. And you know what? I do think with this, all these newfound skills that you're tucking under your belt, when you get back to Oxfordshire, you should look around for a course, maybe a thatching course. You know, you've had your gutters done again, your thatched gutters done, haven't you?
Ridge.
Your edges done.
A ridge, yes.
You'd had your ridge re-ridged. But, you know, they've said to you, in a couple of years' time, it's the full roof job. And I think that if you spend a few months at night school on a thatching course.
You could be right.
Get your own ladder.
Good.
Oh, no.
That'd be satisfying.
No. I've just remembered you can't do heights.
I get halfway down. I wouldn't be able to go down. I wouldn't be able to get up. I'd have to be winched down. It's not going to work, is it?
No,
nice idea, though.
I
like the way you were going with it. But
there we go. So we'll finish off Cornwall, and because it sounds like quite hard work. I mean, you know, all joking aside.
Yeah, it is.
When the weather lets you down.
That's the thing, isn't it? That's the game. You can forget, you know, you're all right, aren't you, if you can go outside and sort of throw stones on the beach and everything and wear them out. But it's when you're indoors it is quite hard. But it looks a bit brighter today. Might just be brighter today.
Well, it's shit here, I can tell you that.
Oh, is it? Because you sent
me
a message the other day, right in the middle of the sort of storms here, saying, oh, I hope it's as nice there as it is here. No, it was not. But you Easter weekend,
I did extreme pottering. I've decided to call it extreme pottering, Judith. And it was like having a holiday at home. Now, I have come very late to bank holidays. I always, when I was working much more than I do now, I resented them. I hated them. I couldn't understand why everyone else was lolling around while I was having to go to work.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean.
Because,
you
know, stand-up comedy has no holidays. There are no schedules. There's no nothing. You don't get paid for not working. You know, I've never had a paid holiday in my fucking life. All right, everybody. Oh God, and maternity pay. You don't get maternity.
Nothing. But on the other hand, you get some highs. You get highs and lows. I guess, don't you?
Oh yeah, yeah.
All of that.
I just sort of caved into this bank holiday idea that everybody has enjoyed for decades without me, and I just thought, well, we don't have to get up. We don't have to do anything. We can go at our own pace.
Lovely.
And Saturday morning, we opened the curtains and it was a bright sky and a sunny day. And we went down the garden centre, got new pots. Potted up my birthday bulbs that you bought me.
Lovely.
The aurunculas and the dahlias. Yeah, and we got new pots for the new roses. And,
that sounds like an ideal Easter weekend.
It was a very busy Easter weekend.
Nice.
And then we went to a gallery, and I'll talk about that in Culture Corner.
Okay.
I managed to do some art. I made the vegan fucking banana bread. It was delightful, Judy.
Yeah, well, you know, welcome to everybody's world, is it? That's like what happened to everybody in lockdown, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. It really, really reminded me of lockdown. I just thought, there were a lot of moments during that lockdown that I really enjoyed.
I know, I think lots of us did.
And I think we're all realising that now, that, you know, there were terrible disadvantages. But if you had enough savings or enough income come in, I had an independent column, but it was enough to buy my groceries. It was enough to pay the bills, you know, the energy bills.
Yeah.
And, you know, between the two of us, we could.
Yeah, because we weren't doing anything else.
Couldn't
spend anything anyway. That's right.
And the weather was good and that sort of thing.
The weather was good, exactly.
And there was a, You know, so that bank holiday weekend reminded me of lockdown, apart from things, shops being open. So it was fucking
great.
Well, that's
good. I think that's the way to go, because we're coming up to quite a few bank holidays, so that's the way to go, Jenny.
Oh, I don't know whether I can do another one. Embrace. I don't know whether I can do another one, Judith. But, yeah, we had a genuinely really nice time. I even got, some lamb in, Judith. I got lamb.
Oh, my goodness. You really
are. For the Sunday, yeah.
But, oh. I'll tell you what, you're just nudging further and further towards my neck of the woods.
I'm just taking over. I'm pissing on your territory. That's what I'm doing. I'm doing a low squat and I'm outdoor pissing all over your stuff. That's what I'm doing.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Listen, I think that's quite a good in for that water link. It's quite a good in for your big traumatic story of the week.
Seriously.
Yeah, it was trauma. And yeah, I think people really need to sit down at this point. You might be cleaning, you might have to get yourself a cup of coffee.
So what happened was that we went to Plymouth on the little ferries. A little tiny, there's a sort of passenger ferry, okay? And it's got kind of, you take your buggies on, you take your bike on, and they help you up and down the steps and everything. But anyway, it's every half hour. So we went to Plymouth.
Yeah.
On the way back, one bit of background is that the buggy, which is sort of, we got second-hand Facebook Marketplace, that the brake was not working very well, you know? So we all said to each other, oh my God, we've got to be careful of that, haven't we? And we're going to have to buy a new pram because we can't, after today, can't really use it. Anyway, so we came back from Plymouth and we were all on the quay waiting for the boat to arrive. Boats arrived and the passengers came off. Who should come off the incoming boat? But our neighbour, Shirin, Shirin?
Yeah, from Oxfordshire, Oxford neighbour.
Yes, Oxford neighbour. The one, where I walked into the wall.
You didn't walk the stage, into the metal pole, the wall. Judith. You skipped and you concussed yourself. And Shirin, your neighbour,
she was
to be in.
Anyway, so
she
you
took
know
you
Shirin.
Home. Yes, yeah. I know Shirin.
Yeah. So, Shirin, hello, what are you doing there? You know, there was all this going on.
So you're Plymouth side at this point. You haven't got home.
Yes, we're at Plymouth side. Mike had the buggy.
Yeah.
Thank God, not with the boys in. Thank God. I was holding one, Sienna was holding the other, but we sort of, embraced Shira and everything. And then she went over to Mike and threw her arms sort of open. Mike's, but you can guess what's going to happen, don't you?
He let go of the buggy.
He let go of the buggy and it fell into the water, into the harbour.
Oh, Jesus
face
Christ.
Down. Thank God the boys weren't in it because going, we kept them in the buggy sort of going up steps. Yeah. And that vision of the buggy upside down, I tell you what, because they would have been strapped in. So then people waded in to get it out and the boats.
Did people go into the water?
Yeah, well, Sienna waded in and Shirin waded in. To try and pull it out. They had to pull it out with a rope and everything, all the shopping had to be sort of washed and everything. And there's a load of stuff had to be... Anyway, that's irrelevant, isn't it? But you just think, oh, my God. It's so quick. I mean, accidents happen so obviously, kind of... But anyway, so buggies without brakes.
Or tricky brakes or brakes that are sort of sometimes working, sometimes not. Because we discussed this just before the show and Daisy suggested something really, really useful. What did she say, Judy?
Well, Oh, she said take it to the bike shop. She's taking a pram with a bait because they obviously know about brakes and all that sort of stuff. And actually, guys that run bike shops are great. I know because they are. And so I think we might try that once it's dried out, if it ever dries out. If it ever dries out. Well, it's still wet.
Is this a spare buggy? Have you still got
the sort of...
Okay, the main, right. This is your Cornwall buggy.
It is.
Well, what I've done... So what I've done, and I'm sure they do doubles... I got a buggy, a stroller, not a buggy. I'm going to call it a stroller.
Oh, I know what you mean.
From Argos last week, which is part of my big Sainsbury's. So it came in on the day. I could pick it up the day I ordered it. And it's a Kugel or C-U-G-G-L.
Okay.
And it was 35 quid.
Is that all?
Yeah, yeah. It's not quite as light as I expected it to be, because I remember having, when Phoebe was sort of turned 18 months, I got her a stroller from Mothercare, and it was red and white polka dots. It was like an umbrella over your arm.
You could pick it up with your little finger almost,
couldn't
you?
Absolutely, yeah.
Swing it into the car.
I think there are more rules now, so it's heavier than that, and it's got a brake on it. It's not... Now, hold on. I had to ask Jeff about what this was. And I've had to write it down because it's not a... Hold on, Judith. I'll find this. It hasn't got articulated wheels.
Yeah,
get that. Articulated wheels.
You see, I think that means that it's like a suitcase that won't go round in circles.
It won't go round in circles. Well, I think you could make it go round in circles, but it won't go without being pushed around in a circle.
Right.
It won't spin on a sixpence.
I know what you mean.
Yeah,
But then at 35 quid, I mean, it'll be more for the twins one if they do a twin one, but...
Yeah. I'm sure they do. I'm sure there'll be some version. Have a little look at that.
I will.
They can walk... I mean, Arlo can walk quite far now, but when it sort of like... I was at a friend's and she had her grandchild, so we were walking to the park and it was just a bit further than I expected. So at one point, he wouldn't get in the buggy and he wouldn't walk anymore. So I had to carry him and push the buggy, and then it was veering all over the place. It was quite hard work. Yeah,
that is
and
hard.
The new playground, I just have to pick up new playground at Ruskin Park because it's got swings for disabled kids. Which it's probably
absolutely.
Like, you know those sort of old fairground rides, like a... like so you can just... They can sort of lie in them, and it's just really, really good. It's and they're all sorts of very exciting things, and I'll won't do swings at the moment. He likes slides, but he won't do a swing.
Gosh, I wonder why.
I don't know. I mean, you know, natural cowardice probably, but you know, he knows what he likes, he knows what he doesn't like, and he'll let me know. So that is good. It's a really, really important lesson that if you have a buggy that, when you told me, because I thought maybe he'd just tipped sort of into very shallow water.
No. Right, I mean, the trouble is, you know, the truth is that they I don't even want to say it, but, you know, they could have drowned even very shallow water because it went face down. That's what I shall never forget, is that image of the buggy in the water face down. You know, it was...
And then did you have to get on the ferry with Sienna all wet? And
absolutely.
Was she
freezing? Yeah, I mean, it didn't matter because the twins were all right, but it was a very... The trouble is it fuels my anxiety very, very anxious. You know, all careful, slow. I'm like this bloody bodyguard all the time. So it just... Yeah, and Mike felt very bad about it, obviously. But anyway, thank God. It's just a bit of a salutary tale, really. Prams that don't work very well. Be careful.
Yeah. Oh, God, Judith. I think it's very good to share that because there will be people now sort of rearing up from their kitchen tables going, fuck that pram, I'm taking it down
the bike shop. I think so.
Right. Disappointment before we move on. Yeah. All my daffs are very sickly yellow, Judith.
What do you mean? You mean the wrong type of bulbs? No,
because they were new bulbs because... We often change pots. I'm lazy. Just don't talk about it. So there was Sarah Raven, and I checked what I'd bought, and they're meant to be pale cream, and they're not. They're sickly yellow.
I would never do that. I like a livid.
Yeah,
I like a bold.
Yeah, garish. You're garish. Next year I'm going really... Well, I went for this sort of cream, and then I went for a marmalade, hot marmalade. colour.
That should have been all right. Have they come up
yet? Yeah, but none
of
those have come up.
Oh, well, you're
only the sickly pale yellows. I have a horrible feeling. They might have sent me two lots of sickly pale yellows, which I chose myself. I can't blame them. Well, next year, I'm going for all the pinks. I'm going hot pink, hot red, orange.
Oh, yes.
Yours out at home, but you won't know. They'll all be battered now. You'll get back and your tulips will have been gone.
They'll be over. They probably will.
They'll have all blown and be lying down on their sides. Okay, Culture Corner. Well, yes. I'm going to kick off with art because Jeff and I managed on Sunday afternoon to go to Tate Britain to see the Singer Sergeant and Fashion Show. Now,
it's a great show. Sound of that.
It's a great show. Contrary to the Guardian's one-star review from Jonathan Jones, who absolutely took exception to it, loved the artist, hated the fashion angle. Well, he went over the top. You can't give Singer Sergeant a one-star review. It's like, it's just silly. It's silly and it's showy-offy.
He went overboard in slagging
the show off,
and I
really hope it hasn't put too many people off, because it really put me off for a while. I thought, oh, that sounds rubbish. Then I thought, how can Singer Sargent be rubbish? It's not rubbish, it's great. Each room is painted in a colour which complements the paintings that are hung in that room. So, you know, there's a grey room, a black room, a pink room, a red room, a sage room. I just thought that the gallery had gone that extra step. And you know, it's so beautifully painted up with these jewel colours and these cool colours. And I thought it was fabulous. I really did.
Gorgeous.
I really, really did. Yeah.
Because he painted a lot of women in gorgeous clothes, basically.
Yeah,
didn't he?
There's a lot.
Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, high fashion. I mean, you know, it's all rich people because they could, you know, they're the only ones who could afford it. But
it's just
they've got some costumes there because he dressed people. He was very, very controlling over what people wore. Yeah.
Oh.
And so there's a mother and daughter, and because he didn't like the dress that the mother had or the daughter had originally chosen, he just draped her in pink satin to complement what the other one was wearing.
Oh, it's
just so
he's interested in the fabrics and the colours of the clothes as the actual
Ellen Terry outfit that she wore on stage.
Wow.
As Lady M is there in a glass box.
Oh, I think that sounds great.
Well, it does, but I think that, you know, for somebody who's a purist, maybe they thought that the costume side of it was a distraction. I don't think so. It's sort of, for me, it was just another texture to it. It was lovely. Anyway, there we go.
Great.
So that's the art so far this week. We are now going to radio. You have radio.
Well, lots of ours will be fans of Conversations from a Long Marriage with, you know, the Radio 4 radio thing, with Roger Allam and Joanna Lumley. And I have enjoyed it, you know, series after series. But do you know what? I was listening to two or three when I was coming down. I thought, oh, will you stop going on about the fact that you've got this great sex life? You know, it's like, oh, hey, are you coming back to bed for a cuddle? And, oh, you know, I'm not doing that.
How old are they meant to be? Are they playing in their 60s or 70s? What are they?
That's a question. I mean, Joanna Lumley's got to be into her 70s, hasn't she?
Yeah.
I would think.
Yeah, so they're probably both playing somewhere in their 60s, I would say.
Yes, probably late 60s.
I know it's written by a couple who are...
Oh, she's fabulous. Fabulous, isn't she? Jan Hetherington, I think, wrote
it. Yeah, because Jeff used to work with her or her husband. I can't remember, because her husband used to be somebody in telly.
She's a fan. I mean, she's written into us.
She's an owl. Okay, well, I hope she's not listening to this one, because she might get upset. But
sorry,
then maybe...
There's too much sex in it.
It makes you feel us.
Inadequate.
I will not have... those of us who can't be asked to have a vibrant sex life, inadequate. I won't have it, Judith, because there's just, you know, far more interesting things to do. For example, this week I've had a massive fucking rush making vegan banana bread that my toddler grandson, who barely eats anything, actually ate. Sorry, that'll make me come, you know, that'll make me have an orgasm and wash me down the stairs and through the front door and over the road. So, you know, let's just have a bit more reality there. And I don't think we're just talking... for a minority, I think that... Well done you, if you're having a fantastic, vibrant sex life.
Just don't force it down, you know, just don't keep going on about it as if it's the next
Don't
best
force
thing.
It down our throats like
exactly.
a big cock. No, it's sort of like it does not ring true, to be honest.
Well, that's exactly right. Because, you know, a bit of it, a drizzle here and there... sparingly.
But it's like mint sauce. Fucking just splatter it all over the place.
Absolutely. You know, give us a break. Oh, a tractor's just going by.
I can hear it. It's like real rural. What? Yeah. No, you buy the sea. What's a tractor doing?
No, it's sort of behind in the garden. They go around with little tractors and things. Yeah, anyway.
So have you seen, have you had any other culture while you've been
there? Yes, the Plymouth, the aforementioned trip to Plymouth. We went to see the boy, well, obviously as a rainy day experience. We went to see a little puppet show called Three Little Pigs. Arlo would have loved it. He would have really loved it. They liked it. It was on at the, it's touring, obviously. It's called Three Little Pigs. We saw it at the Theatre Royal in Plymouth. And they haven't really seen many, not as much theatre as Arlo. But I had Stanley on my lap. And what was so enchanting about it is we took some raspberries in for snackage. Sienna did. I thought that's a bit dangerous in the dark, but you know,
because they don't make a noise. I think that's really public-spirited.
I'm thinking about the stains, but anyway. He got a raspberry at the beginning of it, and you know that thing. It's almost like a cartoon. He's got his mouth open, ready to eat the raspberry, but it was too engrossed to actually put it in. So he literally, for about the first 20 minutes, he had in his hand a raspberry with his mouth open. It was just sweet.
Oh, that's lovely.
So sweet. Yeah, they were drunk.
The concentration, the absolute sort of... Yes. I know.
Can't believe it.
And they barely blink, do they? They're just sort of like, it's just...
Yeah. Oh, it's marvellous to see them. You know, that was more fun, really, than the show for me, is to watch them loving it and everything.
Was it the huffing and puffing and blow your house down,
Mom? Yeah.
Marvellous. Were they scared when the wolf came in?
Little bit. Yeah. Not that, but, you know, a little bit. It was 60 minutes long, just the right length.
Just right.
Perfect.
Yeah. No interval. Get it over and done with. Thank you very much. Lovely. Okay, now let's get on to telly.
Yes. Well, the only thing I would say that is worth a look is, and it's not a new thing, it's on BBC iPlayer. It's a kind of series about the connection between advertising over the years since the war, really. Well, obviously, since television advertising, and women and housework and our sort of the role model of being a woman. And it's kind of, I'm sure it's been kicking around for a while, but it's ever so good. It's called Wash Is Whiter, and I think it's two or three episodes. But do you know what was fascinating is, I hope I'm not getting a bit snorlaw here. What was fascinating is the connection between what happened when women came back from the, you know, the war happened, all the men came back from the Second World War. And
women were pushed out of the jobs that they'd been doing.
Yes.
Get back in the home, earn no money.
All right down the pecking order, right down the food chain to nothing. So basically, kind of advertisers apparently decided to big up the whole role of housewifery by giving
advertising
them
all this all these new
cleaning products and they've against germs. And it was
Germans.
Like, yes, exactly. It's like literally they thought, okay, it's the war against germs. It's almost like germ warfare.
Yeah.
And it sort of caught on and people started buying products that they never sort of thought they needed. But
when
originally,
a little bit of vinegar and elbow grease would have done the trick.
Exactly.
But we're doing exactly the same now with, weirdly, we're all being suckered into Instagram lifestyles.
Right.
And I'm not going to name any names because, you know, those who are in the know of all this will know who I mean. And, nobody's doing anything wrong, really. But it's a very bizarre kind of lifestyle cult thing of how a home should look, the cleanliness of a home or the equipment you really need.
Oh, yes.
You know, how beige your children must be dressed in these sort of linen kind of pastel colours. It's an odd thing that's on social media at the moment, which is kind of quite bossy, in a very pristine lifestyle way, and making, it's quite hard to put this into words, making a ceremony of every single tiny little thing. Easter isn't just, Easter and a few eggs behind cushions. It's tablescaping and decorating.
Oh, for goodness
and,
sake.
You know, getting someone to dress up as an Easter bunny and just, I don't know. I think that it can be quite damaging for people that don't have a lot of money or a lot of time or the energy to do this extra stuff.
Oh, you bet. You bet. And for a lot of women who are probably working mothers, who, you know, actually, that's the last thing they want is more bloody work around that, around those themes.
It's always, I mean, it's nice to make a little bit of a to-do about certain things. And, you know, I like a Christmas tree and I like, you know, I threw an egg at Jeff. He got a chocolate egg. I got him a Twix one. And I got Arlo a vegan one, but he didn't get it. He doesn't really get chocolate at all.
Oh, that's lucky. Boys have.
I just think we have to watch that because I think women are under the cosh enough. Well, families are under the cosh enough, so I don't think we need to buy into too much of that stuff. Okay, right. Telly-wise, now I know you've got to get back to the twins, so I'm going to go very fast now. We finished The Gentleman on Netflix. I thought it was hilarious and marvellous.
I think we've got two more to go, and they are to be savoured. I can't wait to see what happens, actually.
And they've left it open, Judith, for another series. There'll be another series. New series of MasterChef. Now, that's been shunted out of prime time position.
That's its
20th series, it's starting at 6:30 p.m.
Oh, interesting. I'm not surprised. I've got MasterChef fatigue, and to be honest, I'm not surprised.
I find it very relaxing to watch because I'm not going to attempt anything.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not. Interior Design Masters. Wonderful. I thought it was debatable this week as to who went.
Oh, go on.
Well,
did
you see it last night?
I have seen it. Of course, I've seen it.
Well, I just thought that there was some not bad behaviour because, you know, they're all in there to compete and win. But I'm not sure whether the blame went to the right person.
Oh, do you think
I think
not?
There was equal blame. There was equal
blame.
Oh,
that's interesting. Yeah. No, but you see, for me, those chair extenders were the thing.
Well, I thought that an equal sin were the ridiculous height bonquettes.
Well, yeah, I know that is a rookie error and a half, isn't it? Because they would be unusable. You'd have to take them all off and start again, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
And the same with the chair. I know what you mean. I think perhaps they should both have gone.
There wouldn't be enough left. But I do think that, you know, the right team won. But anyway, we're not slagging anybody off.
No,
but
it's a good series.
It's a really good series. I just think they've upped the stakes slightly,
or
they've got a really good group of people playing this time. We've started watching, not sure whether we'll give it the time of day or evening. It's called The Dropout on iPlayer. Amanda Siegfried playing a pharmaceutical fraudster.
Oh,
and it shows
promise.
Okay.
I've heard about this.
We're moving on to books because you have to save the children. Books, Judith.
I've just started The Island of Missing Trees by Shafak, which is about the separation of Turkish and Greek Cypriots on Cyprus. And I think it was set... it might have been set in the 50s, actually.
Yeah, that's where my dad was. That's what he was doing. That's what my mum went over to be his... When they got married, my mum went over to be his secretary in Cyprus, right? And she had to go to this office. And the last bloke who'd had the office had his head blown off by an insurgent. That's what my dad was doing. He was tunnelling underground to capture the baddies.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, you need to read it. I mean, I've only read the first three chapters, but it's ever so good.
Really?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like our cup of tea at all.
I don't know. I don't know.
I've heard about it. I know it's been on lists.
It's been very well credited.
Okay, I'm on the list of suspicious things by Jenny Godfrey. That's not Janie Godfrey. It's Jenny Godfrey, the writer, not Scottish stand-up. It's very enjoyable. And this is one that you might have an interest in. Moral Injuries by Christy Watson. I believe she was the one who wrote the Tiny Birds book
that you really liked. She did. Tiny Sunbirds Far Away. Absolutely. Well, great writer.
What a life she's lived then. Because this is... set in hospital, like in King's College Hospital, though it's called City Hospital. Because it's set in Camberwell. There's lots of references to Camberwell. I know exactly where they are all the time. They've just mentioned the paddling pool that Arlo was strolling across yesterday. You know, I put that photo on Insta. And there and there in the summer when it's full of water. Anyway, it's very, really knowledgeable about heart surgery.
Well, she's an ex-nurse, isn't she?
Yeah,
I think she's an ex-nurse.
Well, this is a heart surgeon. I mean, she's done some bloody research, I tell you that.
Wow.
It's very impressive. There are a couple of inconsistencies that I sort of I've hiccuped over. But, you know, it's very impressive. And it's Jeff and I, it's our book. So Jeff and I, he's really enjoying it. So I think she's really interesting. I think she's a big brain.
Yeah, I'm sure she is. Absolutely. Heard her talking on the Saturday Live. And I think maybe it's about that book that you're talking about.
Right. Well, it's just come out. It's got a beautiful cover as well. Yes. Oh, now then.
Okay. Always good.
Even though, you know, I haven't bought it in the flesh, but I'm listening on Audible and it's nicely read. Emails, we've had some very good emails.
We need to apologise first,
Judith, putting the triptych
out.
I'm
sorry about
it. I don't know how you managed it.
I'm not very good about posting the reels or something or whatever it is on Instagram. So I managed to do three of the same by mistake.
Yeah, three of exactly the same.
I'm so sorry.
It was like an installation.
Yes, it was, wasn't it? Well,
anyway,
or not.
We'll start with a compliment. Hello, Jenny and Judith. Firstly, I have to say this week's pod was hilarious. I'm talking laugh out loud hysteria. Good. Anyway, have you tried mashing your glorious bold butter beans? When heated through, add a little olive oil or butter. I don't use butter. And pepper and mash like potatoes. So indulgent and it feels so naughty. But of course, it's beans, not potato. I think that's an alternative to like hummus or, you know, to have on toast, to have on a nice...
Oh, I don't know, on toast? No,
oh,
I
yeah,
think
I think so. No, I think so, Judith. Yeah,
I'm definitely going to try it when I get back.
Yeah.
I think it sounds great. And I thought it was a great thing to send us. It's from Julie, 64 years and 10 months. Now, I liked Julie. Julie, I loved the suggestion and I have made a mental note to try this. However, I kind of went off you a bit because you said... Julie, 64 years and 10 months, and at the end she's put, lives in Spain on a mountain with Simon and four cats, at which point I thought, oh, okay.
I wonder if Simon's a bloke or a donkey. I'd like to live in Spain on a mountain with a donkey. Don't like cats, not having cats.
Well, Spain on a mountain with Simon sounds quite nice though, doesn't it?
Yeah, Simon the donkey. Now, dear Judith and Jenny spelt wrong. I'm just going to say it's Jenny with a Y. Because Jenny with an I is Jenny. No, it didn't work. I can't actually believe I'm writing this, so don't give out my name. listening now on the podcast last week in the gym, for some reason, I was transported back to school gym, age about 11. Who knew that crossing your legs and climbing a rope could be so good? Is that what you were doing at the gym? I think this lady was back at the gym, reliving her past, skimming up. They don't do ropes in the gym these days, do they?
Absolutely not.
No,
they don't.
Just be full of 30-year-old women, you know, hoiking themselves up to the top and just swaying 20 feet above the air going, oh, God, I'm not coming down. Oh, don't make me. Oh, I'm staying up here for a fortnight. Right. Now then, more emails.
Yes, please. Okay. So, hello, J&J. Jenny's comment about someone running down the street rescuing their air fryer in an event of a fire triggered a family story we have of my nan, Viv, post-war, when chimney on fire in her family terraced house in Northampton. She ran down the road with steak pie from the butcher's she planned to have to tea. Under one arm and the dog under the other, leaving her husband with the kids to escape the fire themselves. Isn't that brilliant?
That's a junior in Edinburgh, 54 and 5 months.
Fantastic. We love your nan.
Your late nan. And we'll, just to leave you on this one, and it's a link that you can watch, everybody. It's a YouTube link to a music video by the Libertines. And this is a really sad email, but it's got a lovely sort of silver lining. Dear Jenny and Judith, my husband died from cancer last May, 2 months after being diagnosed. Cheery start to an email in brackets. It was a traumatic sudden death with no time to say things all I wanted to say. After seeing Jenny live in October, I started listening to the podcast. Every week it brings me joy. One of the hardest things about losing a partner is you have no one to share the ups and downs of your children's lives with. You can talk to friends and family, but nobody really cares like a parent. It can feel very lonely. Totally get this. So after seeing your recent trip to Margate, Jenny, I felt compelled to share something with you both. Towards the end of last year, my son Matteo, now Matteo is a dancer and a half, was asked to be in a Libertines video set in Margate. Now, my husband Enzo loved the Libertines. If I'm honest, his love of loud music had become quite irritating as the years passed. In the video, Matteo is wearing a silver bangle. This was Enzo's bangle. He never took it off since I met him at the age of 21. Matteo had it when he died. To see it appearing on the video is quite surreal, as are the words of the song. So here's a link to the video. I'd love you to watch it all the way to the end, which is the best bit. We'll put the video link in the show notes. So that will be wherever you get your the podcast from. It'll be in the show notes. Okay.
It was beautiful, Kate.
Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much for sending it.
And the
Libertines
were great. Okay. Right.
Good. I better get back to the
Yeah, you better. What is it now? It's it's 8 minutes past 11. You have to think about lunch.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of, we're starting to edge towards lunch and a nap now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But Mike will be in a bad mood now because he's been looking after
him. And also that hour going forward, that's kind of fucked
always has. It's put everybody, I know. Oh, it's strange,
I mean, it's good,
it?
But it's kind of, you know, the kids are all out of kilter. Ooh.
Yes. Funny
anyway,
noise.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, I better go. And I need a wee now. So
you've managed an hour. You've done very well,
I've done extremely well. Now, Daisy always tells us that we have to commit to the end, doesn't she?
Commit to the end. Okay. Right. Now, what? 1, 2, 3. Commit to the end.
Right. Bye.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.
Toodle pip, everybody.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.